Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Luke. It is Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carson, Scott Anderson. So a little bit later on, we'll talk some Lions with the Birchie kid. Something weird. Did you see on the injury report that now they are listing Marcus Davenport's injury as a chest injury? I'm going to raise my hand and say over here in the corner, nobody needs to pay attention. I'm getting very concerned about it. I think Marcus Davenport may have an injury problem.
What?
Chest is not good. This better not be a torn pec. I got a bad feeling over here. Bad feeling.
Yeah, when they make the change in distinction, that doesn't sound good.
Nope.
I mean, I don't know why I thought shoulder sounded better, but then when it changes, oh no, it's not shoulder. It's chest. You can't help but think, okay, chest, that's the pec, and people suffer torn pecs all the time. Just happened to somebody else over the weekend. I forget which NFL player it was. An edge rusher or a defensive lineman.
It was Kalijah Kansi.
Kalijah Kansi, yeah. He got hit with the torn pec that's going to knock him out. That sucks. It absolutely sucks. Don't know if that's the case with Davenport. I remain hopeful.
Yeah.
But,
Kang, am I wrong? I don't feel good about this.
No, you're not wrong, unfortunately. And with Marcus Davenport, it was always with most fans, not if, but when, yeah. Right? And the win happened the same like game as last year, right? The second game in the season last year as well?
Yeah, he played two games last year, right?
Yeah, I think it was when he hurt his elbow at the time.
Yeah, I don't feel good about this one. No, maybe it'll be nothing.
Sometimes his body doesn't seem like it can hold up anymore to professional sports. Like clearly, for an average human being, he's in great shape. Yeah. He's a monster. He's physically strong, all that stuff. But I think when you play at this level, the less than 1% that play at it, there's certain things your body has, you put stress on certain muscles and joints, and maybe his body just can't hold up anymore, you know? And at the least right now, we know he's hurt. He hasn't practiced. At the worst, yeah, you said that quiet part, Doug, and I don't want to say it, but that could be.
Let's get back to your open line calls. Robbie's in Clinton Township and next here on 97.1. Hi, Robbie.
Hey, how you doing?
We're great.
Hi, Robbie.
That's the main thing. If I was a Tigers coach, I'd pitch all the starters as far as they can go and less chances of us relief pitchers losing the game, maybe.
So it's funny. We got a call earlier. Somebody wanted a quicker hook. You want them to leave him in longer?
Well, I think it's situational. I mean, that school was pitching
better than the relievers.
I mean, look, they're getting very close to the point where they might have to really stretch some guys to avoid bullpen disasters.
Just put it this way. For the first, so they clinch the division, do that as far as they can, but don't wear them out, but do the best they can as long as they can.
Well, unfortunately, when they've lost, it hasn't been because of the bullpen. It's been because they haven't scored runs. And it was the same case yesterday. I mean, sure, they brought in the bullpen in the seventh inning and Melton gave up a two-run homer to Ramirez. But Skubal had thrown over 100 pitches at that point. They took him out. I get it. And then you're going with one of your most reliable arms, which is Melton.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a line out and then walks a batter and then boom, two-run homer. And the Tigers end up losing 3-1. Melton settled down after that, but it's too late. Damage was done. But the team's not going to score runs. It doesn't matter if the bullpen fails you or not. I mean, it can be demoralizing, I guess, if you're only down by two, you get into the later innings, you're trying to get into a groove, and then the top half of the inning, other team scores four runs, it throws up a crooked number, and then you're demoralized.
We opened the show talking Tigers pretty much the whole first hour, spent pretty much the entire second hour dedicated mostly to football talk. The thing about the Tigers is there's a much better version of them in there. We've seen it. We saw it for the better part of a year. From the beginning of August to the middle of July, they were a damn good baseball team. I think they had the best record in baseball over that stretch. That feels to me like too long of a sample size, too much of a sample size for it to be nothing more than a fluke. We've gotten that text today. This whole thing was a fluke. It was a mirage. But I trust that whatever's in there, AJ Hinch can pull it out. He already has. He already has been able to squeeze what I think is an amazing amount out of what doesn't look to me like the best roster in baseball. Doesn't look to me like the best roster in the American League. They've acted like it a lot, like they're the best roster in baseball in the American League. Right now, they're playing like Hmong. And the question becomes, can they pull out of it? This looks a lot like that July stretch, that terrible, historically bad July stretch where they lost 12 of 13 and did it in ugly, ugly fashion. Cleveland's going away for a minute here, and they need this series against Atlanta desperately. And you know what's crazy? As bad as 3.5 looks, 3.5 with 9 games to go still has them a 96.7% chance of making the playoffs, according to FanGraphs. It looks terrible. But this is why I started that saying, when you're in a losing streak, it feels like you're never going to win again. Right. And you know what started it? It started in the middle of college basketball season. Seems like Michigan and Michigan State, they've had some really good teams, you know, Final Four caliber teams, deep tournament run teams. But in the middle of like February, they'll each lose 3 in a row, like, or middle of January, they each lose 3 in a row, and you feel like, oh my God, they're never going to win again. Hosting NIT games here soon. It happens in baseball, too. It's a really bad time for it.
It is a bad time, and it's been a bad post-All-Star break for the team, specifically for the All-Star players. You look at the four position players that made the All-Star team. Riley Green has a 701 OPS. It's below average in the league for a guy that is, you know, can hit a ton here. Gleyber Torres has a 662 OPS since the All-Star game. Well below average. Average is around 715. Zach McKinstry, his OPS is 624. And then you have Javier Baez, whose OPS is down to 517 since the All-Star game. These guys were all doing an amazing job at the plate before the game. Since the All-Star game, they've all gone in the tank. And it's not good. Now other guys have stepped up. Dylan Dingler's OPS is 796 during that time. Carpenter's 870. You know, limited time here for Parker Meadows, but he's at 874. And Torkelson, he's been consistent. He's 745 after the All-Star break. I think before he was well over 800. But it's the lineup. The guys are not hitting. They're not hitting well at all. I mean, even Colt Keith's OPS is 690 since the All-Star game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.